Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Salters reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Salters scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing right field. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Earnshaw. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and has Cronin trapped. There's the throw to Hayes who tags Cronin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rhodes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vance now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhodes moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rhodes scores. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Almada strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Almada out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Soltis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Dahlgren fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dahlgren. Sewell moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vance for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Simmons strikes out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Haas reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Phelps now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. One out. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Almada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Ray Phelps. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.